Welcome again to Life Application Ministries and Restoring Your Life. Well, today I am going to be talking to you about Psalm 23. You know, it's a psalm that we all probably know, and from time to time it's a good thing to look at it again and see where you are in your life at the moment and apply what it has to say to you. This morning when I was thinking about my life, and you know, I think we all do that momentarily, where we're going, what we've gone through, what we're feeling in the moment, our health issues, relationship issues, financial issues. Maybe we don't have any issues. and we're all in different places, right? Well, this psalm actually ministers to every aspect of our life. And so for those of you who are going through something right now that's pretty hard, you don't understand, it's been difficult, I need to expand on this psalm for you. And it's that part where it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I want to encourage you today, as the Lord encouraged me this morning. See, there is a shadow upon this land. We live a shadow. The Bible says that this world is a shadow of things to come. So, a shadow is just a shadow. It's not the real thing. Okay, so as we are going through situations in our life and we're not feeling good and, you know, there's lots of weird stuff going on, we have to look at it as a shadow. Then it won't have any power over you. I think I just helped somebody. Let me say that again. We have to look at everything in our life as a shadow. Then it will not have control over you. See, when we fall prey to things and start to dwell upon it and worry and fret, we are letting that shadow mess with us. I remembered a while back, I heard a story about a kitty cat, but the person didn't know it was a kitty cat. They were walking down an alley and they saw this huge shadow following them, and they got petrified and fearful. And when the creature came around the corner, it was just a little kitty cat. See, we make the shadow bigger than what it really is. See, that's why it's just a shadow. It's not the real thing. A shadow can cast huge darkness around the situation that is not the situation at all. So the Lord is telling us today that you're going through these things and they're real. They're absolutely real. But they are a shadow. I will not fear evil. We have to complete that sentence, because in the midst of what we think is huge, I will not fear it. I will not fear what evil can do. I will not fear this dis-ease. I will not fear my financial situation. I will not fear how people are treating me. I will not fear. That's a choice. It says, I shall not fear. I will not fear. These are our choice. And how do we not fear? When we truly know God is. I wrote this quote this morning from what I gleaned. There is no fear when you are with me and I know it. See, we can know God is there. We can know he's in the heavens. We know God is. But do we really know he's for us? Do we really know he's in it with me in the moment right now? Or do we think he's got bigger things to deal with and so he's off doing something else and pretty much left us on our own? No, we have to know that each one of us who have received the Holy Spirit has that intimate connection with God, our Father in heaven. And the Holy Spirit connects continually with him. So you are never alone. There was a show I was watching the other day, and this little boy was going to sleep, and yet he asked his mom to leave the light on, and she comes over to the bed, and she says, honey, are you afraid of the dark? He goes, yes. She goes, you know what? Are you afraid right now with the lights off with me here? He said, no. She says, well, see, honey, you're not afraid of the dark. You're afraid of being alone in the dark. She said, you are never alone. And see, if we can see ourselves that we are never alone in the dark places where evil can come at us. It says, don't even be afraid of evil. Why? It says it will come. Evil is going to happen, but not to be afraid of it. Somebody just got pushed into a higher level of faith because you have been under something that has been carrying, weighing down on your head and weighing down on your body. I had a phone call yesterday from an 83-year-old woman from Alabama. And she called and she was sounding so excited on the phone. And normally when we talk, she's pretty just a normal little old lady. Well, this time she was all over the place. So I answered the phone and she said, I have got to tell you, you ministered to me last week of carrying all this pain. She said, and you said one thing to me and I meditated on it for a week and I got my freedom. She said, you said, do not carry one another's pain. We are to come alongside and pray and be all we can be, but we cannot carry another person's pain. That is their responsibility with the Lord, and we submit them to the Lord. See, if I really knew God loved me and he was in my situation, I would not fear that situation. I wouldn't fear that others are falling by the wayside, or that they're not getting it, or that they're not going to church, or that, all these things that we're trying to contain and maintain with people. We have to let it go. We have to let it go. The Bible says, enter into my rest, and that cease from your own work effort. And we're trying to do so many things, and we're not entering into rest. And the rest is when God can actually work on our behalf. We know he is with us. And it manifests in our attitude. Do I truly believe he is walking with me? He doesn't say, okay, I'm going to take you around the mountain and under the valley. No, he says, though you walk through it. So we're walking through some stuff. And I see a lot of faces out there of people that I know that's walking through some stuff. But it doesn't say to sit down and play with it, does it? It says to walk. So that means we keep moving. I had a friend who called me the other day as well, and I had prayed for her a week ago, and she was having ankle issues really badly, couldn't walk very good. But she kept walking in the spirit and physically, and now she's come to the other end. She's come out to the other side. If she would have sat in it and worried about it and played with it, and I think she'd still be stuck there. But she kept moving forward. The Bible says we are to walk by faith. That means we're doing something. That means we're moving. And so there is no fear when we're walking through the shadow. Look at it as a shadow. I just have to encourage somebody today that says, I am with you in the shadow. Do not fear it. Do not fear the symptoms. Do not fear what people are thinking or saying. Do not fear. Because the Bible says that perfect love casts out all this fear. Yes, those things are happening. Yes, people are talking about you possibly. Yes, somebody's trying to deceive you. Yes, you have some health issues. Yes, there's financial. Yes, there's relationships. Yes, yes, yes. But God says, I am with you and you do not need to be afraid of it. Now, I believe that's power. That's power to live above our circumstances and care. There's an old song called I Choose Joy. And one of the stanzas says, we are full of circumstance and care, and God wants to know what I'm doing under there. So when we are under it, it means we aren't really believing God is with us. We don't. Let's say it for what it is. If you really believed God is with you, these things would not cause you to fear. Would not cause you to buckle under, will not cause you to get stuck and to start thinking all kinds of things to make you feel sad and depressed and unloved and hard and thinking it's so hard. No, he says, keep walking, honey. Keep walking. Well, I just wanted to share that with you this morning. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for a little message of hope, a little insight into your word, that we are to walk through and not look at this item as a huge giant thing, but a shadow. and not to fear the shadow. I praise you in the mighty name of Jesus as you work with every heart here. In Jesus' name, amen.